Nesechtes Vachim, Dafnun Gimel, three lines from the bottom of Dafnun Beis and Beis, Atanun Mishnah, and the first Mishnah in Parakei Zum Kaiman, the Mishnah discussed various Chatois HaPrimius, which includes the Par Visar Shem Kippurim, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibor, and the Sar Vidizar Shel Tzibor. And our Mishnah now continues to discuss the other Chatois, and the Mishnah states, Chatois HaTzibor Bayachid, these are the dinam of the Chatois of the Tzibor and of the Yachid, and Eluhin Chatois HaTzibor, Seir Rashi Chadoshim Vishel Moyedois, and these are the Chatois HaTzibor that we did not yet speak about, as in the previous Mishnah we already spoke about the Parham Dov Shel Tzibor and the Seir Avidis Gechavim of the Tzibor. And the Chatois HaTzibor include the Seirim that were brought on Rish Chodesh and on Yotiv, together with the rest of the Karim Musaf, and these Kabbonis were brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and not on the Mizbeach HaPrimi. And the Mishnah doesn't have to explain to us what the Chatois HaYochid is, as we know that the standard Chatois of a Yochid is a Kizba of a Seira, and the Psukim and Pashas Vayikra discuss the Sar of the Nasi, as well as various times where someone is chayat to bring a carbon chatas called the carbon oil of Yared, and similarly a mitzvah and a nazir would bring a carbon chatas, and this chatas was not brought on a particular chait. And keep in mind, based on the first Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, the chatas at Tzibor, including the Seir Rosh Chodeshim and Moedais, were brought on Averis of Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, She'im Bo Yedia, Loi B'Tchil V'Loi B'Saif. And the Gemara also discusses the Seir Rosh Chodesh, as the Pasuk states the word Lashem, and we learn that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh comes as kapara on the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Miyatalavana. Certainly these Kabbalans Chatois are Kachi Kachim, as the Psukim tell us, and therefore the Mishnah continues, Shchitasim Mitzafim, Kibul Dam Klisharis Mitzafim. These two dinim are similar to the Chatois Apimis, that the Shchita was done Mitzafim, and the Kibul Daman had to be done in the Klisharis, and it had to be done Mitzafim. However, in the previous Mishnah, we discussed the Chatois Apimis, whose Matanis Hadam, aside from Shiori Adam, were all done in the Hechel or in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and on the Mizbeach Apimi. However, in regard to these Chatois, which are all done on the Mizbeach Achitzain, so the Mishnah tells us that the requirement to do four matonis on the four horns of the Mizbeach Achitzain, as we previously learned from Binyan Av to all Chatois, and Abba Matonis, Kedafinim, Mikronis, Kronis, Beperek Beis Shammai, and as we previously saw, Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, these matonis are only Lechatchila and they're not Ma'akev, and even if the Kohen only did one matonah, then it will be Mechaper, as we previously learned. The Mishnah will now continue and describe how the Kohen actually did the Matanis Adam on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. The Mizbeach HaChitzayin was 10 Amis tall. In order to get onto the top of the Mizbeach, one had to go up the ramp, which was situated on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. And once one started to walk up the large ramp, there was a smaller ramp that led to an area of the Mizbeach called the Seivev, which was 6 Amis off of the ground. And the Seivev, or this ledge, went around the entire Mizbeach. And it was on that Seivev that the Kohen stood when he was doing the Matanis Hadam on the corners of the Mizbeach. And when the Kohen would get to the Seivev, so at that point he was on the south side of the Mizbeach. And as we will see on Daf Samach Beis and Beis, that there's a klal that kol pinu shata poinu yu derachimin, that when someone makes a turn, they should turn towards their right. When the Kohen was facing the Mizbeach and he turns towards his right, that would lead him to the southeast corner of the Mizbeach. And therefore, the first matana that he would do on the Mizbeach was on the Karen that was on the southeast side of the Mizbeach. And since the Kohen would continue walking towards his right, so the next corner would be the northeast corner, the next corner would be the northwest corner. Finally, the fourth and last Matanis Hadam was done on the southwest Karen of the Mizbeach. And as our Mishnah continues, Ketzad, and how the Kohen performed Matanis on the four corners of Mizbeach, and we continue on Dafnun Gimel Amud Aleph, Olo Bekavesh, he walked up the ramp, upon Lo Seviv, and then he turned onto the ledge, Ubolo the Karen Dremis Mizrachis. At that point, he was right next to the southeast corner, as we explained. And after he did the Matanis Hadam on the southeast corner, so then he went to Mizrachis Sfeinis, the northeast corner, and he then went and did Matanis Hadam on Sfeinis Marovis on the northwest corner, and finally on Marovis Dremis on the southwest corner. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the Shiari Adam, as Shiari Adam, HaYeshefech HaYisei Dremis, that the remainder of the dam that was left after the Matanis Hadam was poured on the southern base of the Mizbeach, and this is in contrast to the Shiraim of the Chatois HaPnimius, that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph taught us, Shiari Adam, HaYeshefech HaYisei Marovis on Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And keep in mind that just like the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph taught us, Vim Lo Yinasan Lo Ikev, the same also applies but again the Chatois HaChitzayinis, that Vim Lo Yinasan Lo Ikev. The Mishnah continues that although the Chatois HaPnimius were all Nisraf and were not eaten by anyone, however the meat of the Chatois HaChitzayinis were eaten, therefore the Mishnah teaches us V'nechol L'fnim Naklayim L'zichri Kuhuna B'chol Meichel L'yayim V'layla Ad Chatzais, that the Basa of the Chatois HaChitzayinis had to be eaten L'fnim Naklayim which refer to the claim that they had during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and the time of the Mishkan. And of course, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have klayim, and there were actual walls, and the Chatayis HaChitzenis had to be eaten lefnim and azara, and only male Kohanim could eat the Chatayis HaChitzenis, and when they ate the basar, they could eat it in any way they wanted. And even though the Korban Pesach had to be Tzli Eish, however, the Korban Chatos could be eaten in any manner that the Kohen wanted, and Midiraisa, the Korban could be eaten for the day that the Korban was brought, as well as the entire night until Amud HaShachar. However, since if someone would eat the basar after it became Noisar, and after Alisa Shachar, there would be Chayiv Kores, therefore Rabbanan made a takana that the Kohanim could only eat this basar up until Chatzais. And let us see Rashi in the Mishnah, and we will start from Rashi, Dibur Masal Lefnim HaKlayim, and as we explain, Lefish of Mishkan, Hayu Klayim, Hekav Lechotza El Moed, Vimokim HaKlayim, Hoyse Chemis HaZorah, Bebayish Lanya, Uvibese Lamim, Uvichatas Ksiva, and Benigeya the Karman Chatas, the Pasuk tells us in Pashat Tzav, Koyinam Chatar, Yisra Yechlana, Bimokim Kodesh, Teochel, Bechatzar El Moed, and Tveris Yisrael is bothered that why is our Mishnah used the Lashon Klayim, and why does our Mishnah tell us that it has to be eaten within the HaZorah? And he explains that as we already mentioned, that in all the Mishnayos and Parakeis and Mekoyman, there are no Machleksim, and he explained that this Mishnah was actually written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore the term Klayim was used. Certainly there was no Beis HaMikdash, and he also explains that the meat of a Korban Chatos is not restricted to the HaZorah, and it can also be eaten in the Kodesh or Kodesh Kodashim. Therefore the Mishnah stated Lefnim HaKlayim, and didn't state that it has to be eaten within the HaZorah. Rashi continues, L'zichri Kuhuna, D'chsiv, and as we saw in the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that the Pasuk tells us that Koyin HaMechata Isa, and this refers to the Koyin that did Zrikas Adam, Lafukei Noshim She'en Ruyas L'chitari. This comes to exclude Noshim who are not ready to do Zrika. The Pasuk tells us that Koyin HaMechata Isa Yechlana, that only a male could eat a Korban Chatos and not a female. And Rashi continues and brings a Pasuk in Parshas Kerech, B'negei the Chatos V'oshim HaMincha, as the Pasuk states, B'kodesh HaKadoshim Teichlenu, Kol Zochel Yechlo Yisei Kodesh Yelach. Rashi continues, B'kol Meichel Mishum Netani B'Pesach V'inu Neichel Alutzli, so Tani B'kulu B'kol Meichel, and therefore in all our Mishnayis we point out that it could be eaten in any way that you want. Rashi continues, L'yom V'laylo K'dyafinu M'perek Shlishi, and Makar is brought in Perek Shlishi on Daf Lamed Vav, as the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav states, U'besar Zevach Teide Shlomo B'yem Kabani Yeochel L'yanich M'menu Ad Beikar. The Pasuk clearly states, L'yanich M'menu Ad Beikar, therefore we see that Korban Toida can only be eaten for a day and a night, Chatos V'oshem Inayin, and the Gemara asks, how do we know Chatos V'oshem? So the Torah uses an extra word zevach, and Rashi continues that although we know in regard to all other dinim Torah, the day follows the night. However, kochim laylo hilch achayoyim, but the gear kochim the night follows the day. The chsiv, and as the pasuk states, leyanich memenu ad beker, and Rashi continues ad chatzais siyog asur chom l'teru l'hachik odem alvirus kares. The tanam bebrachos beperakamo, and as we learned in the first mishnah, mesechus brachos kol nacholim liyem echad mitzvosan ad shiyala amud hashachar. And keep in mind, although the chachom in the first mishnah mesechus brachos meaning that Kohen ben Gei Kriya Shema as well, even though there is no Chiyuv Kares, but it's Lachem Masechtas Brachos explains that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah chamura ad me'oid ayin sham. And let's keep in mind that although our Mishnah just taught us that the basa of a Korban Chatos could only be eaten ad chatzais, however, Tosfos in Masechtas Pesachim adaf chuf chafim beis tells us this is only a takonim drabonim lechatchila. However, certainly if someone leaves over the basa after chatzais, then they should eat the basa, as otherwise they would cause this basa to become nicer and there will be oivan the isa of nicer. However, the Rambam is chelik on his tesis, and he holds that even b'di'eved, if someone left over the meat of a Korban Chatos after Chatzais, they would not be able to eat the meat, even though it will become nicer b'shevel tasei. Before we begin with our Gemara, let us start with Akdama. As Rashi at the top of Amid states, Ola b'kevesh u'pana l'seivev, m'pnei sh'dam nitin l'mayla al kronos, as since the dam is placed on the kronos on the nuzbeach, and on top of the nuzbeach, uve etzba, and he had to do this with his finger, so tzorach lamed al gabi seivev, therefore the Kohen had to stand on the seivev or on the ledge. And Rashi continues, al b'chol shar dam shina tachtonim l'achot l'mato. However, b'negei all the other kabbonis that were brought from behemois, whose blood was all placed l'matim chot asukra, and there was a zrika of shtayim shein arba, as we will see later on. Certainly, the Kohen didn't have to walk up the ramp, and oymed al ritzpa eitzel zavis hamizbeach, and the Kohen would stand on the floor next to the corner of the mizbeach, v'zerik min aklil mizbeach chom mokum sheyagil mizbeach kosher. And also, prior to beginning of the Gemara, let us also see the machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, which will be brought in a brisa 17 lines from the top of the Amid, as the brisa first brings the sheet of Rebbe that dom halyonim nitonim mechut hasikul lemaylo and dom nachtachtonim nitonim mechut hasikul lemato divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that although the Torah tells us b'negei the korban chatos that the blood has to be placed on the horns of the mizbeach, however, as long as you place it in any area that's lemay Ma'ilim Chut HaSikra, then it will be valid. However, the Braisa then brings down the Sheet of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, that he argues on Rebbe, and he holds, he Atzmai Inasas El Al Guf Shel Keren, that the Dam of the Korban Chatos has to be placed on the actual Keren itself. And our Gemara now begins and asks, Hechi Ovid, what is the proper procedure when doing the Matonis Adam of the Korban Chatos, which was done by Etzpa? And the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon Reb Elazar, there's machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Reb Elazar, Chad Amma Noisin Amma Ilech Va'amma Ilech, one hold that even if you don't place the blood on the actual edge and the actual corner of the Keren, then as long as it's within an Amma of the edge of the Keren, then it would still be considered the Keren, the Matana would be valid. As Rashi states, Amma Ilech, Kishua Imed Eitzel Zavis HaMizbech, Noisin Metech Amma Shel Mitzayel, Le'ez Ruach Shiyetzer, for example, by the first Matana, which was done on the southeast corner, so the Kohen could do the Matana, Uyledarim, Uyled Mizrach, Bekeren Dreimis Mizrachis, V'chein B'chol Keren, and the same would apply to every single corner and to the other three matanais. However, v'chad oma mechate v'yeri k'neged chudish shel keren, and the other man oma holds that he actually has to make sure the dam is placed on the actual edge of the corner. And the Gemara continues and explains the machlekes further as the libid Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon the oma he atzma in nasasel beguf shel keren to kuli amblei pligi, that this machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Elazar not relevant according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that we mentioned in Akdoma that we will see in the Brisa, since he holds that the actual matana has to be done in the keren. There is no ability to have any variance and place the dam anywhere l'mayla m'chut ha-sikra. Certainly, one would agree that according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the keren of the Mizbeach is called the keren, and as long as you place the dam anywhere on the actual keren, then it would be valid. And since the keren was an amma by an amma, so as long as you placed it anywhere on that area, then it would be valid according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. However, the Gemara continues, Ki pligi ali bid Rebbe, and the only time there's machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar is only according to the shita of Rebbe that holds that there's no requirement that the Kohen actually places the dam on the actual Keren, and as long as he places it on any area that's l'mayla m'chut ha-sikra, it would be a valid matana. As the Gemara explains, Masova Amma Ilech Va'amma Ilech Keneged Keren Nami Kerenu, as one holds that even though Rebbe stated that it could be done l'mayla m'chut ha-sikra, the deeper understanding of the Pshat and Rebbe is that Rebbe holds that we look at the Keren, which was one Amma by one Amma, as if it continues downward until the Chut ha-sikra, and therefore, as long as you place the dam on an area which is part of the Keren and the one Amma by one Amma area of the Keren, it would still be a valid matana. However, Masova Keneged Chudin Tveiloi, and the other matana holds that now that Rebbe told us that you could place the dam in any area that's L'mayla M'chut HaSikra, that there's a requirement that if you're not placing it on the one Amma by one Amma area that's atop of the Mizbeach, and you're going to place it on any area that's L'mayla M'chut HaSikra, then at the very least, the dam has to be on the actual edge of the Keren, as otherwise it would not be a valid matana. And as Rashi states, Masova Kivin the Kra Chronis Mamish Kapid Bishab Mizbeach LeShayach Loshen Keren El Bechudish Ozovius Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Meisved, I'll bring a Raya from a Brisa that Lefi Rabbi the Dam has to be placed Dafkon Chudish El Keren, and it can't be placed Amma Elech VaAmma Elech, as the Brisa teaches us, Chatzat Tziba VaYochid Ketsa Matan Daman. How does one perform the Matanas Hadam of the Chatzat Tziba and the Yochid? The Brisa continues with a similar idea that the Mishnah told us. However, the Brisa expands on this as the Brisa states, Ha'Oil Kavesh, as the Kohen would walk up the ramp, upon the Seiviv, Ubala Karen Dremis Mizrachis, and he would reach the southeast corner, but Toivu Bats by Yumanis, Hamayumanis Shviyumin, and Adam Shav Mizrach, and he would then dip his pointer, which is the finger next to his thumb, into the blood which was in the Mizrach, which is a Klisharis. The Brisa calls this finger, Hamayumanis Shviyumin. Rashi explains that this is the main finger of a person, as this is a finger that could work independently of all the other fingers, and as Rashi states, Etzba Haragilum Locha, Beloy Sharet's voice, Klaim Muchenes Lahoshiv Lutabel, Behainu Sheitzel Goidel, and this is the finger that's right next to his thumb. The Brisa continues, Vichoim Begoidel Mil Milo, that's Boykatan Mumato. The Kohen would then take his thumb, as well as the pinky, and he would push up the blood that's on his finger, and this way he made sure that the blood stayed at the tip of his finger. And the Brisa then specifies, Mechate Vieri, Kenegat Kudishel Karen, Achim Michal, Kaladam Shab Etzba. He would then rub his finger in a downward motion on the actual edge of the corner of the Mizbeach until all the dam that was on his finger is used up. Nechin called Karen v'Karen, and this exact procedure was done for every single Karen. When Maisa the Brisa states that this was done on the Chudish El Karen, Rashi points out that it must be according to the Shita of Rebbe, the Machshel Matam and Karen, and L'Hochi Tonala B'Chuda. That's why the Brisa states that he specifically has to make sure that the blood goes on the edge of the Karen, not on any area that's either to the right or to the left of the edge of the Karen. And from this Brisa we have a Raya that Lefi Rebbe Kenega Chuda in Tfeiloi. However, the Gemara responds, Hochi Ka'omar, that in Chanami, the Brisa could be going according to the other Manda Amma as well, and this is the Pshat and the Brisa, that Mitzvah Chuda, it's certainly l'chatchila, the Kohen should try to make sure that the Matanis Hadam was done on the actual edge, and this way it wasn't on one specific side of the Mizbeach. However, certainly if he placed it within an Amma of the actual Keren, then certainly it would be valid. Therefore, from this Brisa, we can't bring a Raya to either Tzad. Before we continue, let us point out that the Rashbam at the end of Pashas Truma states, V'simneich Oilis Ha'if L'mayla Echad Sa'if L'mata, that the blood of the Oilis Ha'if is sprayed L'mayla Mechot HaSikra, while the blood of the Chatas Ha'if is sprayed L'mata Mechot HaSikra, while B'negeya Behima, it's exactly the opposite. And as Rashbam states, V'behima L'mafreya Chatas L'mayla V'il L'mata, that the only carbon whose blood goes L'mayla Mechot HaSikra is the Chatas, and the Zrika of all other Kabanais are done L'mata Mechot HaSikra. The Gemara now continues, my Rebbe Lez Reb Shimin, that what is the machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Lez Reb Shimin? The Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, the Rebbe teaches us, Damel Yoinu Nitanu Mechut HaSikra L'Vilamayla, Damel Atachtanu Nitanu Mechut HaSikra L'Matan Divu Rebbe. Rebbe hold that the Dam of the Oilu Sa'if, as well as the Dam of the Chattas of Behima, which are Damel Yoinim, have to be placed Mechut HaSikra V'Lamayla. And as we explained, that according to Rebbe, there's no requirement that the blood of the Chattas Sa'if has to be placed Dafka on the Kronos HaMizbeach. And Rebbe continues that the Damel Atachtanim, which includes the Chattas Sa'if, as well as the Dam of all the other Kabbanis aside for Kabban Chattas, their Dam has to be placed L'Matam Mechut HaSikra. The Brisa continues, Rebbe Lez Reb Shimon Omer, Rebbe Lez Reb Shimon argues on Rebbe, and he states, B'med V'Amurim Ba'il Sa'if, that the only time that the Dam Mel Yoinim can be placed anywhere L'Maylam Mechut HaSikra is only by the Oil Sa'if, Al B'Chattas Behimo, He Atzmei Nasiz Al Gufa Shel Keren, but this din doesn't apply to Chattas Behimo. The Torah requires that the Matan Dam of the Korban Chattas of Behimo has to be placed on the Keren Dafka, and it would not be valid if it were just placed anywhere L'Maylam Mechut HaSikra, and the Dafka has to be on the Keren Shel Mizbeach. The Gemara continues, Amravo, my time with Rebbe. Ravo states that certainly we understand the Shita of Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon, as the Torah states multiple times by the Geir Korban Chattas that the Dam has to be placed Al Kanes Mizbech Oila. However, what is the Makar for the Shita of Rebbe? And Ravo explains the Chsiv as when the Pasuk in Yecheskel is describing Bayis Shlishi, the Pasuk discusses the Mizbeach, which as we mentioned was 10 Ames tall, and the Pasuk refers to the Mizbeach Achitain as a Harel, and the Pasuk states for Harel Abba Ames, and the Mizbeach was 4 Ames. The Mizbeach had 4 kronos. Ravo is bothered. Abba Amos Hudhavya. How can you say that the Mizbeach Achitzon was 4 Amos if we know that it is not a measurement that would pertain to the width or to the length or to the height of the Mizbeach Achitzon? And as we know, the height of the Mizbeach Achitzon was 10 Amos, and the width and the length were even larger. The Gemara continues, Omer Ad Bahava, Mekayim Kronos Abba, that this refers to the actual Makom of the kronos, which is a total of 4 Amos, as each Karen was 1 Amma by 1 Amma. However, the Gemara is, how can you say that the Makom Kronos was 4 Amos if each of the Kronos were 1 Amma by 1 Amma? Therefore, the 2 horns on each side of the Mizbeach would only take up 2 Amos. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Pasuk tells us that not only could someone place the blood on the Kronos on the Mizbeach, but the blood could be placed on any area which is L'mayla Mechut HaSikra, which is an additional 4 Amos. And as we stated, that the entire Mizbeach was 10 Amos, and therefore the area that's L'mayla Mechut HaSikra was a total of 5 Amos, and 1 Amma was the Keren, and the Pasuk is telling us that he could even place the blood on the other 4 Amos, which was L'mayla Mechut HaSikra, as Rebbe stated. And Rashi explains a bit deeper, as Rashi states, El Al Kocha Chachi Kamakra, Rishus Kronis Abba, Hoima Shem Vishus HaKronis, Tefeses L'matam En Abba Amos, Dehainu Adachot, Tekuli Havi Keren, as that entire area is called the Keren, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues and brings a Mishnah Mesechtes Midois, as Tran Hossam, Chuchel Sikra, Chaygui Be'emtzel, Havdu Ben Dom Elyonu L'Dom HaTachtonim. There was a red marking on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin surrounded the middle of the Mizbeach in order to be able to differentiate between the Dom that had to go L'mayla Mechut HaSikra and the Dom that had to go L'mata Mechut HaSikra. The Gemara is, Minani Mili, that how do we know that the Chut HaSikra is actually what separates between the Dom Elyonu and Dom HaTachtonim? The Gemara explains, Omer Rav Acha Bar Rav Katina, in them as the Pasuk and Pashas Truma, which is discussing the Mizbeach HaChitzoin states, V'hoysa Reshes HaChatzia Mizbeach, that there was a bin made out of kapa, which looked like mesh that went around the entire Mizbeach, and the top of that bin reached to the midpoint of the Mizbeach. And why did the Torah tell us to make this bin? And it must be at Torah Nasta Mechitza L'Havdol Bein Dom Elyonu L'Dom HaTachtonim. We see that the Torah wanted to make sure that there was a simon and demarcation in order to be able to know where the Dom Elyonu should go and where the Dom HaTachtonim should go. Ayin Rashi Hareshes Ke'in Tzir Mitziras Beklia V'shal Nechoshes Havi B'tachtov Shal Mizbeach Asui Kinapa V'gvoya Ad Chatziv Shal Mizbeach. Therefore, we see at her nasta mechitza min the kapa da chatzim mizbeach. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as a Mishnah Mishnah taught us in regard to all chatayis achitzenias that shiari adam is shefer chayisay dreimis, and our Gemara begins Tanur Rabbanan that we learned in the Brisa, and the Brisa quotes a pasuk b'negei the sar of the nasi, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Vayikra, v'loka hakoyim midam achatus be'etzpoi v'nasan alkanis mizbach oila v'as dami yishbei chayisay mizbach oila. The Brisa tells us zay yisay dreimi. This refers to the southern yisayin, and this is of course different than the shvichis shirayim of the chatayis aprimis, which was done on the yisay maravi. The Brisa therefore continues, do we say that the shirayim of the chatayis achitzenes would be placed in the yisay dreimi, or in the yisay maravi, or would the shvichis shirayim be on the yisay maravi, just like the chatayis aprimis, where the pasuk stated asher pesach ha'el moed? As we explained, that refers to the yisay maravi, since that is the yisay that is right outside the pesach ha'el moed. And if so, v'yul moed sasim and amafirish, so we should learn out the din of chatayis achitzenes, which is not explicit, from the din of chatayis aprimis, which is explicit. However, the Brisa explains, Amato, Yilmad Yudasim in Akevesh, Litziasim in Ahechel, in Chanami, we actually make a comparison between the Chatas Achitzenis and the Chatas Aprimius. The comparison is that just like Benegay, the Chatas Aprimius, the Kohen does the Shvicha Shirayim at the first place that he sees on the Mizbeach, which is the place where he comes out when he finishes the Avidis Adam in the Kodesh. And as the Brisa states, Ma Yitziasim in Ahechel, Besamachloi, and just like when he comes out from the Hechel, he does the Shvicha Shirayim right at that point, which is the Yisayd Maravi, and therefore, after Yudasim in Akevesh, Besamachloi, and similarly, when the Kohen finishes the Avidis Adam on the Mizbeach Achitzain, so the Kohen would also do the Shvicha Shirayim at the spot that he comes off of the Kevesh, and he sees the Yisayd of the Mizbeach, which is the Yisayd Dreimi of the Mizbeach. And our Gemara now continues, Tanya, that we learned in the Brisa, that although the Tan of our Perek is clear that the Shirayim of the Chatas HaPrimius was placed on the Yisayd Maravi, and the Shirayim of the Chatoyas Achitzainis was placed on the Yisayd Dreimi, however, there's actually two other Mandarim that are Chaylik on our Mishnah, as Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Zevzeh Yisayd Maravi, as Rabbi Shmuel holds that not only is the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatoyas HaPrimius done on the Yisayd Maravi, but the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatoyas HaChitzainis are also done on the Yisayd Maravi, and as we stated before, Yilmud Sasim in a Mefarish. However, the Brisa brings a third Shita, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yechoy Oimer, Zevzeh Yisayd Dreimi, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yechoy holds that not only is the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatoyas HaChitzainis done on the Yisayd Dreimi, but the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatoyas HaPrimius are also done on the Yisayd Dreimi. And the Gemara asks, Bishleim Lamanda Omi Yisayd Maravi, Kasavi Yilmud Sasim in a Mefarish, that Bishleim according to Rabbi Shmuel, we can understand the Shita, as he learns the Chatoyas HaChitzainis from the Chatoyas HaPrimius, and Benegei the Chatoyas HaPrimius, the Torah states specifically Pesach Ha'il Moed, and since the Shirayim of the Chatoyas HaPrimius are Nishbach on the Yisayd Maravi, so therefore the same would apply to the Chatoyas HaChitzainis. However, the Gemara asks, Lamanda Omi Yisayd Dreimi, my time, that what is the Makar and what is the reason for the Dinner of Shem Bayechai? The Gemara explains, Amar Rav Asi, Kasova Haitana, Rav Shem Bayechai also agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that Yilmud Sasim in a Mefarish. However, he learns that Kulam Mizbeach Betzafen Kai, that the entire Mizbeach was actually in the north side of the Azara, and therefore when the Kohen came out from doing the Avodahs of the Chatas HaPrimius, he actually did not meet the western side of the Mizbeach, and instead he actually met up with the Yisei Dreimi of the Mizbeach, and the Torah specified that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatas HaPrimius should be Asher Pesach Ha'el Moed, and therefore they had to be on the Yisei Dreimi, and therefore Yilmud Sasim in a Mefarish and the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatas HaChitzenis will also be done on the Yisei Dreimi, and even without Yilmud Sasim in a Mefarish, Lemaisa, that is the first place that the Kohen meets, and therefore certainly the Shirayim of the Chatas HaChitzenis should certainly be placed on the Yisei Dreimi. Keep in mind that Rashi brings down that some are not Goyis, the next words of the Gemara. However, Rashi brings down that others are Goyis, Lishnachrina, that is another version of the prior Teret, that Kula Pesach B'Dorim Kai, which Rashi explains is really the same idea as we previously stated, and as Rashi states, V'hi-hi, Kol Pesach HaHichel, Dreim Shem Mizbeachu, Ayin Shem. We continue on the afternoon Gemara Beis, that even though we just saw a Brisa that was Chelek on a Mishnah, where Rabbi Shmuel stated, Zev Zeh Yisai Meravi, and Rabbi Shem Bayichoy Oime, Zev Zeh Yisai Dreimi, however the Gemara now tells us, Tanadre Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shem Bayichoy, Zev Zeh Yisai Meravi, and Yeshiva Rabbi Shem Bayichoy, they had a Kabbalah that the Shita Rabbi Shem Bayichoy is, that Zev Zeh Yisai Meravi, just like the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, and there is no machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shem Bayichoy. The Gemara tells us, Vesimnech, and a way to remember that it was Rabbi Shem Bayichoy that was made to Rabbi Shmuel, and not vice versa, and the actual Gears in our Gemara is Zev Zeh Yisai Meravi, and not Zev Zeh Yisai Dreimi, is Mashku Gavri Legavra, that the Talmidim of the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, which is a Rabbim, they drew and pulled Rabbi Shem Bayichoy, who is a Yochid, to their side, and even Rabbi Shem Bayichoy agreed to the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel that Zev Zeh Yisai Meravi, and Ayin Tesis at the top of the Gemara Beis, with Tesis Chilek and Rashi, and learns our Gemara quite differently. And let us continue with the next Mishnah, as the previous Mishnah spoke about the Chatoyis, and we first started with the Chatoyis HaPnimiyas, and we then continued with the Chatoyis HaChitzoniyas, and now we continue to discuss the Karban Oila, and the Mishnah states Ha'ila Kachi Kachim, that the Karban Oila is Kachi Kachim, and Rashi points out Li Pasal B'Yotze with Tful Yom M'chusa Kapurim U'mailim Ba, and Taisa states V'lai Ha'ila Ila Farish L'in Tful Yom M'chusa Kapurim Shezeh Dinoi B'chol Kachim Afilu Kalim, that certainly a Tful Yom M'chusa Kapurim are not only Asa to eat Kachi Kachim, but they're Asa to eat Kachim Kalim as well. And Taisa continues Al B'Yotze Me'ila Nicha Kachim Kalim Le Mifsal B'Yotze Be'im Be'em Me'ila, and there's never a Din Me'ila on the Basa of Kachim Kalim, and some are Gurus for Kachi Kachim Me'ilim Ben Bein Lefnei Zukas Domim Bein La'ach Zukas Domim V'Afilu Mechayim V'Shayich Issa Yotze Af B'Yushlayim, and the Issa Yotze applies to Kachim Kalim even in Yushalayim as long as it goes outside of the Azara. And keep in mind that there is Me'ila by Kachim Kalim on the Emurim La'ach Zuka. However, there is no Me'ila on the Basa La'ach Zukas Domim, and there is no Issa Me'ila on anything prior to Zukas Adam. And keep in mind that the Gemara will ask that why does our Mishnah tell us Ha'ilu Kachi Kachim if the Karban Chatas is also Kachi Kachim, and why didn't the Mishnah mention this point previously? And the Mishnah continues that since the Ha'ilu is Kachi Kachim, therefore the same dinam apply to the Ha'ilu as we saw by the Karban Chatas, and Shritasa Bitzafin, the Kibul Dam Klisharis Bitzafin, as we previously learned, the Dam Matan Shte Matanis Shein Abba, and whereas by a Karban Chatas, Matanis Hadam were done on all four corners of the Mizbeach, and Lemaila Mechuta Sikra, however, by the rest of the Karbanis, including a Karban Ha'ilu, the Matanis were done while the Kohen was standing on the ground, and the Kohen would actually do Zrikas Adam on two corners of the Mizbeach, and that was called Shtayim Shein Abba, as by throwing the blood on the two corners of the Mizbeach, so ultimately some of the blood went on all four sides of the Mizbeach, as we previously learned that there's a requirement for the Zrikas Adam of the Ha'ilu to be on top of an area where there was a Yisayid, and since there was no Yisayid on the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, therefore the only way to be Mekayim Shtayim Shein Abba is by the Kohen throwing the Dam on the northeast and southwest corners of the Mizbeach, and those were on diagonal corners. And as Rashi states, Shtei Matanais Bekerem Mizrachis Tzvainis Bekerem Haravis Dreimis Shechenegdo Baal Lachzayin, and V'hochi Tanan B'Mesechtes Tamid, and the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid expands on this, and as the Mishnah states, Boloi Lekerem Mizrachis Tzvainis Neisim Mizrachis Tzvainis, and then Maravis Dreimis Neisim Maravis Dreimis, the time, and the reason is Mishum Nekerem Mizrachis Dreimis Loi Hoi Lo Yisoy Kerminu B'Shmeitzin V'oi Latuna Toiris Matan Doma Kenegda Yisoyid Uchid Rabin El Mikal V'Chimem Mishiori Chatos Hilkuch Boi Hanach Tati Damarin D'Shtei Matani Shein Dalid B'Ina K'dei Shei Matan Adam B'Dal Ruchas HaMizbeach V'Holem Mishkachis Lo El B'Shtei Kronis Ha'im De'Zu B'Lach Zayin Shal Zu D'I B'Shtayim Shabruach Achas. Certainly if you throw the dam on the two corners that are on one side Loi Avidam El B'Gimel Ruchas HaMizbeach Loi Kurina Be'Saviv, and there wouldn't be a kiyum of the requirement that the Torah states that the blood should be saviv. The Mishnah continues V'Tuna Hefshav V'Nituach V'Kol Ishim. Although B'Negei the Chatoyis HaPrimis, there's a requirement to burn the animals outside of Yushlayim. They will burn the animals whole, and they would not skin the animals. However, although the entire oila was placed on the Mizbeach, however, the behemoth was first skinned, and the skins went to the Kohenim. And in addition, they would carve the oila into specific pieces, and then those pieces were placed on the Mizbeach in order to be completely burnt. And as the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra explicitly states, V'hipshidas ha'ila v'nitach oisa l'nsocheha, and our Gemara begins, oila my time atonale kachi kachim, that b'negei the carbon oila, why is it that our Mishnah mentions that the oila is kachi kachim, and the Mishnah did not mention it previously? And the Gemara explains, mishum like sibba kachi kachim hi, as although b'negei a carbon chatas, the Pasuk in Pasuk Tzav tells us kachi kachim hi, however b'negei the oila, the Pasuk doesn't tell us that it's kachi kachim, and therefore our Mishnah tells us that the oila is kachi kachim, and Rashi explains that certainly an oila is kachi kachim, da kula gavaya, that the entire oila goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'in lecha kachi kachim kazeh, and this is the ultimate kachi kachim, of a kachim kalim gufayu, may da azul minayu legavaya kachi kachim hu, even b'degei a kachim kalim, any part that goes on the Mizbeach is certainly considered kachi kachim, and therefore the entire oila is certainly kachi kachim, k'etanam kamal in perek ha'tadiyah, may se kainu l'oifiz m'pleishu min zevach, v'yesh be kachi kachim, domer ve'imurav, and ayin tesis divam maslo mishun like sibba kachi kachim, and tesis bothered that now we understand why the Mishnah didn't mention kachi kachim b'negei chatos and asham. However, why didn't the Mishnah mention this b'negei zivchei shal mitzibah the lekasubu kachi kachim, as the Torah doesn't mention that zivchei shal mitzibah are considered kachi kachim, and even though it's not kulei kolil ve'afim lul kaman, we still learn later on that it is kachi kachim mide iskish la'ila and ma'ila kachi kachim. Therefore, zivchei shal mitzibah is also kachi kachim. And I am the Shita Mekubetzes who points out that Taisa's question actually answers his question, as As the only way that we know that Zivche Shalmi Tzibor is Kachi Kachim is only from Oila, Avagabe Oila, like Sibor, Rakti Adina Misvar, Kedapirisha Kuntras, Lefisha Kule Kolo, Hilkot Tzarek Lemistibo, Kachi Kachim, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Vidama Toyin Shtematone Shein Abo. And when we learned our Mishnah, we explained it based on Shita of Shmuel. However, our Gemara will actually bring a machlekes between Rab and Shmuel exactly how to understand Shtematone Shein Abo. As the Gemara is, Hechi Ovid, and what was the procedure of the Zrikas Hadam of the Oila? And Amar Rav, Noisin V'Choyzev Noisin, so Rav holds that certainly we would only place the Dam on the two corners of the Mizbeach, and only on the northeast and southwest corners. However, he still holds that the Kohen would actually do four separate Zrikas. He would first do a Zrika on the north side of the northeast corner, and then on the east side of the northeast corner, and then he would do another Zrika on the south side of the southwest corner, and finally a fourth Zrika on the west side of the southwest corner. However, Shmuel Amar, Matana Achas K'min Gama Noisin, that Shmuel explains, as we explained when we learned our Mishnah, that the Kohen would do one Zrika on each of the two corners, and automatically when he did each of the Zrikas, so part of the blood went on each side of the Mizbeach. And for example, when the Kohen did the Zrika on the northeast corner, so part of the blood went on the north side of the northeast corner, and part of the blood went on the east side of the Mizbeach on the northeast corner, and ultimately the Kohen only did two Zrikas Adam, and each Zrika formed the letter Gamma, which is the third letter of the Greek alphabet, and it looks like an Endachov. And the Gemara continues, Ketanoi, that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is actually machlekes Tanoim, and we will see machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel, and this will be based on the pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra b'negei Oila, and the pasuk states v'shochas ben abakal lefnei Hashem v'kriv b'nei Aaron akrinim misadam v'zorkus adam al mizbeach saviv asher pesach oil moed. And the brisa begins that since the pasuk states v'zorkus adam al mizbeach yochli zrukenu zrika achas, so one may have thought that one could do one zrika and that would suffice tamud leim misaviv, and therefore the pasuk continues and tells us that the blood has to be all around the mizbeach, and certainly that cannot be done with one zrika. However, the brisa is still bothered isaviv if the Torah tells us that the blood has to be all around the mizbeach, yachli yakifen kechod, so maybe the kohen would have to take the dam on his finger and place the dam all around the mizbeach like a string. Tam leim v'zarku, therefore the pasuk tells us v'zarku, and certainly when someone throws blood, that can't form a string, that can't be done cleanly. And as Rashi explains, in zrika el mirachoyk ukechod yaf shel hakef el beesbo v'negia, and therefore the Tanakhama teaches us haketzad kemin gamo shtei matone shein abo, which is exactly as Shmuel taught us, and some agurus haketzad domaton shtei matone shein abo. And the Brisa now continues with the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, which will be like Rav, as Rabbi Shmuel Omer nemakan saviv nemalon saviv, that benegeya the oila as well as benegeya the shlomim as well as the osham, the Torah uses loshin saviv as we saw, and in Pasha Sav benegeya the kabbonis that were brought during the Shivas Yomayim Luyim, the pasuk states vayishchat vayikach Moshe sadom vayitin al kanis hamizbech saviv beetzbai vayichates hamizbech vesadom yotzek al yisrael hamizbech vayikatshei ul chaper lov, and malalon pisuk abo matonois afkam pisuk abo matonois, that since in regard to the kabbonis of the Luyim, the pasuk states vayitin al kanis hamizbech, and certainly there had to be four separate matonois on the four corners of the mizbech, and the Torah refers to that as saviv. Therefore, similarly in regard to the carbon oilo shlomim and osham, when the Torah also uses the term saviv, so it means that there also has to be four separate zukais. And the Rabbi Shmuel continues, imal alon abomatonis al abakronis afkan abomatonis al abakronis, that once we're comparing the carbon oilo and shlomim and osham to the carbonis of the Mluyim, the lechayu we should compare them fully, and we should state that just like benegei the carbonis of the Mluyim, the dam was placed on all four corners, so the same should apply to the carbon oil and shlomim and osham, and we should require four matones on the four corners. However, zok Rabbi Shmuel amata oil tuni yisoid, and the karam mizrachis dreimis loy holy yisoid, that since we previously learned that the zrikas hadam of the oila has to be in an area that's above a place where the mizbeach had a yisoid, and we know that there was no yisoid on the southeast corner of the mizbeach, and therefore certainly one of matones hadam could not have been done on the corner of that side of the mizbeach. And if so, when the Torah tells us saviv, it must be teaching us that there's a requirement of zrika of shtayim shein abur, which according to Rav and according to Rabbi Shmuel, we would explain that it has to be a zrika on the two corners of the mizbeach, which ultimately would be four zrikais, as there are two zrikais on two of the corners of the mizbeach. And Ayin Rashi oilu tuni yisoid chilus matnesa tzricha nega yisoid she yisoid a mizbeach tachas mokem matana umikal v'chayim ma'istina le'el b'pirkin. And we already learned this from a kal v'chayim and daf nun aleph. The Gemara now asks, my taima, and what is the reason that there was no yisoid on the southeast corner of the mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Lezer, lefi shalei hoisa b'chalkei shal terev, that Rabbi Lezer explains, as that part of the mizbeach was was not in the chelik of Binyamin. We have a Kabbalah that the Mizbeach had to be in the chelik of Binyamin, and most of the south and the east sides of the Mizbeach were in chelik Yehuda. And as the Gemara continues, the Amr of Shmuel Bar Bitzrak, Mizbeach Eichel B'chalkos Yehuda Amor, the Rav Shmuel Bar Bitzrak teaches us that if there would have been a Yisoid on the south or the east side of the Mizbeach, that Yisoid would have been in the chelik of Yehuda. And therefore, most of the south and the east side of the Mizbeach, there was no Yisoid. And Ayin Rashi, that the Gemara stated, L'fish Shloi Haisa B'chalkos Shal Tarif, and the Gemara referred to Binyamin as Tarif, and Zok Rashi, that Tarif refers to Binyamin, the Chsebei, as the Pasuk in Pasha Vayichi by Bechus Yaakov states, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitroif, Shenisnabi Yaakov Lov, Babaiku Yechel Ad, and Yaakov said in the Vua, B'negei Binyamin, that in the morning the Mizbeach will consume all the Kabbanais, and as Targum states, Bachsan Tayo Yasvene B'dbacha, and Va'isa Karen Loi Haisa B'chalko, Kin Mepharish V'ozol, and Rashi also brings for the Mishnah on Daphne Dalam and Aleph, Hayisoid Mahalik al Pnei Kol HaTzofarim v'al Pnei Kol HaMayiv, and then it's Eichel B'mizuch Amma Achas, Uvidorim Amma Achas, and the Yisoid only continued and wrapped around onto the east and south side of the Mizbeach for one Amma, Nimsi Yisoid, L'gimel Kronis Kazer, and therefore there was only Yisoid on three corners of the Mizbeach, and there's a picture on the side of Rashi. Before we finish, let us see Taisis Dibur Maschal Ha'ilu Kachi Kachim, and Taisis is bothered that why didn't our Mishnah mention the Din of Shvicha Shraim by an Eila, if we know that the Din of Shvicha Shraim applied to all Kabbanis, and Taisis brings two Terutzim, as number one, Vitiris Harab Moshe bin Patiza, Meshum da Eila Bezrikas Kli, and since the Matanis of Eila was done with the Zrikas Kli, Vizim de Lespa Shraim, and therefore at times there was no Shraim, that's why we didn't mention Shraim, Avul Bechatas to Be'etzba Yefsha Belay Shraim, and that's why in the previous two Mishnahs, which discussed the Chatayis HaPrimiyas and the Chatayis HaChitaynis, so the Mishnah mentioned the Shraim, however Taisis states, Velay Nehira, the Kulish Maitza Mucha, the Mitzvah Matan Shraim, and therefore he brings from Yaakov Malainish, Kivan Shemin and Tana, the Primim B'Yisayim Aravi, that since the Tana already taught us that the Shraim of the Chatayis HaPrimiyim was Nishbach on Yisayim Aravi, and the Tana already taught us a Chiddush, that is the difference between the Chatayis HaPrimiyim and the Chatayis HaChitaynis, and not like Rabbi Shmuel, and not like Rabbi Shimei Yechoi, and instead the Shvicha Shraim of the Chatayis HaChitaynis were done on Yisayim Dremi, so the same applies to all Karbonos, including the Karbon Oila, the Tana did not have to mention again, and as the Shita states, the Artu Ki Ruchlo Lezel Vele Choshev, Taiz continues, V'afgab the Kachoshev B'chol Premium, and even though the Tana mentioned the Din of Shvicha Shraim, B'negei the Chatayis HaPrimiyas, by the Par and Sar of Yom Kippur, and then repeated the same Din, by the Par Koyim Mashiach, the Par Amdav Shal Tzibur, and the Sar of Vedazar of the Tzibur. However, Taiz explains, Hayin Mashum, the Hislo B'Premium, V'tzarech L'Mister B'Chitzaynim, V'ein Reitz L'Hafzik, and since the Tana did not yet get to the Chatayis HaChitaynis, so therefore he keeps mentioning it until he gets to the point that he could speak about the Chatayis HaChitaynis. But once the Tana already taught us that the Shvicha Shraim of the Chatayis HaChitaynis are different than the Shvicha Shraim of the Chatayis HaPrimiyas, so there's no reason for the Tana to continue to mention this din, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.